now, though, I have another guest, unusually in studio, looking at me, talking to me, which makes a really nice difference. His name is Benjamin Falkson, and we'll be talking about the Glen Hazel Park Adoption Project. Okay, so, great to have you here. Secondly, I don't even know where the Glen Hazel Park is and what this initiative is about. So, over to you. Let's go. Platform is yours. Why are you doing this?
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here. So funnily enough, you can probably see it out the window here at the Glen Hazel Park.
Really?
I think it's locally known as the Japanese Gardens.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
So it was, I think it was, once upon a time, designed to be like Japanese gardens, and that's how it got the name. But officially, it's the Glen Hazel Park. And it's overgrown, it's run down, there's people living in the park. It doesn't get the maintenance that it needs. So I adopted the park about a year ago. And I've been trying to get the community involved with cleaning it up. I've done a bit of fundraising for it. And yeah, so the idea is to actually revitalize it, to fix up the streams. So it's made up of two stormwater.
Okay, this is what I'm interested in. Go on.
The stormwater is basically just channeled there, and they converge, and it goes to the Yixkaya, from what I understand. But ultimately, it was you can see the ruins of the old dams and the dam walls that were there, and I mean people that lived here 40 years ago remember what it was in its heyday, but they were all broken and destroyed.
So is it a significant size park? Is it a pretty park? I mean, have you got good raw material to work with here?
Amazing raw material to work with. It's about, I think, 3 or 4 hectares.
Okay, so that is decent. No, you do have a good decent raw material.
It's a big park.
I'm just thinking about where I have seen examples of this work in Joburg, and one of the ones that is dear to my heart is James Ethel Gray Park. Probably not nearly as big as the Glen Hazel Park.
James Ethel Gray, I think, is bigger.
Is
it's
it?
It's bigger, yeah.
I suppose it depends what you're including within the parameters of the park. But bottom line is, from a park that used to be terrifying to walk through, it's been reclaimed and re-owned.
Exactly.
It's become a safe space, an awesome space, a space that actually has increased property values around that area too. Is that what you're hoping to achieve here?
Definitely. So I actually live in a duplex across the road from the park, so that's my interest in it as well. Just seeing it for 7-8 years in a terrible state. And yeah, as you say, you know, now for the past 4 or 5 years, if a house is for sale opposite the park,
they run away and don't want to touch them.
People don't want to touch it.
No, I know people who have had this experience. That's for sure. They all have become experts in park regeneration. One thing I've seen from people doing these kinds of activities is it seems important to get people into the park. That seems to be
100%.
Like number one, get people in. Number two, fence it. And then it seems like you're halfway there. Yeah. Do you reckon I'm right or off the mark?
So as I said, you know, I started this over a year ago. You know, I only got the official adoption agreement with the city a year ago, but it was before that that I'd already applied. But
sorry, Ben, I'm going to interrupt you. That's really interesting to me. An adoption agreement. What is that?
Okay, so the agreement. I don't have any commercial rights in the park. I literally have the right to garden the park, to supplement whatever the city is providing. So whether that's cutting the grass, taking out litter, whatever the city is supposed to do, I have the right to help, essentially. And I've kind of shared that right with everybody, everyone in the community. So actually residents have taken that up and also, you know, paid for their gardeners to come and clean out a section.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's a win for the council, not necessarily for you, because you don't have the right to fence it off.
I have the right to fence it. I can fence it. I just haven't got the money or the budget for that. I think also fencing, though, is it's actually been a big discussion on my WhatsApp groups, but also just with various stakeholders. You know, the question of fencing the park to create security is not always the answer, because there's many parks that have been fenced, and all that is, you know, it's kind of, it fences in
the problem.
You know, and then you see people living behind the fence.
Because they've got an unsecure fence.
Exactly, they're safer.
A lot of unintended consequences. I'm looking at the time and I'm just cognizant of the fact that there's an event happening and I don't want to run out of time. So talk to me about that so that we can assist you raise some money.
Oh, thank you so much. So on the 21st of September, that is Sunday a week, the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be having a park run. We're going to be running around the park, so the full perimeter is 1.7 kilometers.
That's respectable.
Yeah, so if you want to do it once, twice, 10 times, up to you, whatever you can manage. But there are, so actually just over the last few weeks, I started seeing people running in the park, and these two athletes, and they were very, very serious runners. They were running in and around, up and down. And so I just stopped them and I introduced myself and met them. And they are professional athletes and they're training. So you could sponsor a lap. They're going to try and do as many laps as they can in 2 hours. So if you sponsor a lap at, you know, 50 Rand or any amount that you would like for them, they need gear, whatever it is. They're training for the city-to-city marathon. And yeah, so 20% of the sponsor will go to them and 80% will go to the park itself. But the idea is also to just get people into the park. We're also going to, you could sponsor your child, you could sponsor yourself, you could sponsor anyone. I'm going to share a link to the sponsorship form, but for now I'm just trying to get the event out. You can find us on Facebook. The event is on Facebook. And then other activities included are, the run is from 9 to 11. There'll be drinks and coffee on sale. And also there is a birding group. There are a lot of birds in the park if you're interested in birding. And Dr. Leon Levine will be leading a birding excursion into the park from 9 to 10 approximately. So that'll be on the inside while we're running on the outside on the perimeter of the park. But yeah, just getting into the park, people in the park is really what reclaims space.
Absolutely. Benjamin Folkson, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I want to wish you the best of luck with your endeavor. It sounds really, really worthwhile. Uphill battle, but very, very worthwhile.
Thank you. Good luck to you. Thank you so much.